Thank you, Mr. President. Colombia has the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the group of 21, G21. First, the G21 would like to congratulate Italy for assuming the role of the first president of the 2025 session of the Conference on Disarmament. We wish you every success in the exercise of your presidency, which marks the beginning of this annual session of the CD. We also look forward to working with the six presidents who will assume the rotating presidency of the CD in 2025. Mr. President, the Group of 21 reaffirms the absolute validity of multilateral diplomacy in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation and reiterates its determination to promote multilateralism as a core principle of negotiations in these areas and to support the strengthening of the multilateral disarmament machinery. The group believes that promoting the work of the United Nations disarmament machinery hinges on the need to exercise in political will, taking into account the collective security interest of all states. The G21 wishes to emphasize that the Conference on Disarmament is the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum mandated by the first special session of the United Nations General Assembly devoted to disarmament, SSOD1, and underscores the importance of preserving it by strengthening the nature, role, and mandate of this body. The group stresses the need for redoubling efforts to strengthen and revitalize the Conference on Disarmament and preserve its credibility through the resumption of substantive work, including inter alia negotiations on nuclear disarmament. The G21 reaffirms in this regard its positions contained in the working document CD/2403, as well as all the other working documents submitted by the group to the conference in 2024. Furthermore, the group reiterates the urgency for the CD to fulfill its mandate as set out by the first special session, SSOD1, and to adopt and implement a balanced and comprehensive program of work on the basis of its agenda, while taking into account the security interests of all states and dealing with, inter alia, the core issues in accordance with the rules of procedure, including the rule of consensus. To conclude, the group encourages you, Mr. President, to spare no effort and to continue conducting comprehensive consultations with all delegations to the Conference on Disarmament to achieve the goal of restoring the effectiveness of this important body. Mr. President, we would like to reiterate the commitment of the Group of 21 to the work of the conference and assure you of the group's support for your presidency. Thank you.